The life starts with the contact of sperm. The life starts with the contact of sperm with the ovum. But it has two phases. One, the dependent life, and the other, the independent life. The dependent life starts with the contact of sperm with the ovum, and it continues as such until the time when the child is ready to be given birth and lead an independent existence. That time varies from individual to individual. Sometimes a premature birth as early as 6 months survives. Sometimes a premature birth of the 7th month does not survive. And of the 8th, there is very little possibility, if at all. Even it endangers the mother's life. So life, having grown, then ebbs out, it seems. And it is at the lowest ebb in the 8th month. So in this situation, the answer, if the people, the debate is to decide whether independent life starts with the ovum, my answer would be no. The first time you can call a baby alive, in the sense that he can lead an independent life, is the earliest in the 6th month. But there is a very remote possibility of a baby surviving at that period. So you cannot generalize there either. You'll have to decide from individual to individual. Then in the 7th month, there is a very reasonable possibility of survival. So that you should consider, because it is overwhelmingly in favor of survival. You can say the 7th month is the representative month for life of baby as far as independence is concerned. And 9th month is without doubt a time where the baby is fully grown and is capable of survival independently. But the 8th should be counted out medically speaking, because I doubt if there is any baby born in the 8th month who survives, even though he takes away the mother along with him. But occasionally perhaps they do, but in majority of cases we can say safely, that's not the time. Please.